can handle the truth.
What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, you're listening to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. I'm your host, Blaine Walton. As always, weekdays from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll be joined today in the second hour with the Summit Girls for Truth. In the first hour, we're going to be talking about the five local currency systems that we are working with directly. That was initially Mountain Hours, then the next one that we worked on was Clearwater Hours, then Island Hours. We're going to be launching Mile High Hours actually tonight. We've got about six businesses signed up. Mile High Hours is out of Denver. The Wandering Monks have a concert tonight in Boulder, and we're going to actually be distributing the currency there to local organic businesses, to the Denver area and the Front Range. And then in a couple of weeks, we're going to be going to Tennessee, to Nashville specifically, to the Music City Liberty Festival. And that event is called, as I said, the currency is called Volunteer Hours, or Vols Hours. Their college football team is the Tennessee Volunteers, or the Tennessee Vols, and we have Vols Hours. So, with that five separate currency systems, they are denominated in hours, and because they have a common denominator of a base unit of value of an unskilled laborer work for 1 hour, that is, somebody how fast the work put out by raking leaves or mowing grass or shoveling snow, that's unskilled labor. Somebody who puts out more work or commands a higher rate of compensation for whatever reasons, whatever the market demands, that individual can earn a higher rate of pay. So hypothetically, if a doctor makes $180 per hour, they would make 18 hours per hour. So that's the equivalent of $180 per hour. So now we want to interconnect these systems, and we want to have levels of their effectiveness. How can we rate the effectiveness of these currencies? How can we rate their production? It's a tool to give us abundance. So in order to have abundance, we need to be able to sustain life and be self-sufficient on this currency. That means we need to be able to pay for our rent or our mortgage. So it's food, water, shelter. We need to be able to buy food at restaurants and grocery stores. We need to be able to get healthy water that doesn't have fluoride in it, that's filtered and doesn't have chlorine and all kinds of other heavy metals and contaminants in it. So we are going to give ourselves some goals for these systems, and we want to have a conversation with obviously the different members. We're not imposing these ideas upon anybody, but we can give ourselves some goals. That's what this show's all about. We've got the tool of local currency. Let's make sure that the tool is performing. We'll be right back.
plastic bombs for the savior. False flags and erratic behavior. Water full of chemicals, leached all the nutrients. Fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines. Cutting down the populace on the name of...
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are mountain hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can mountain hours benefit you? Mountain hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, because it's going to be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the chili peppers did, and the funky monks are here to repeal the deficit. It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsta. Those are devils from the Wall Street banks.
So as I often talk about on air at variety of times is, Babylon has an amazing capacity to have matrix and value systems that measure the output of meaningless things. One of the real good ones is fantasy football. Think of all of the study and focus and time that's spent measuring the productive output of a meaningless game. It does nothing to benefit humanity. It's wildly entertaining, and I definitely like football. I was watching some last night, but it doesn't do anything for humanity. Now, what if we use our local currency and as a tool to create abundance? And, you know, let's talk about employment, energy, home ownership, transportation, business, insurance, healthcare, education, interest, taxes, environment. natural resources, poverty, security, national security. Now, what if we set up a matrix for each one of those specific issues? And whatever the level is in a local community of those things, you know, it's difficult because you don't know what the real employment rate is. Then there's many people that are employed and they're underemployed. They've got a job, but it won't even, you know, they're on food stamps and that sort of thing. What we're looking for, the goal is abundance, right? I think everybody can say, hey, we want freedom. Everybody wants abundance, and everybody wants peace of mind. So let's develop a measurable matrix that we are able to create the value or the outcome of a higher level of abundance in employment, of energy, home ownership, all of these issues that I had just delineated. And you know, when you first start off, let's call that local currency, it's embryonic. You know what I mean? It's brand new. So there's different ways that you can, you know, look at the currency. It could just be in broad numbers of how many businesses accept the currency. I think that we're right around that, like 83 or 85 or something like that with mountain hours. But you know, let's say, you know, just for conversation's sake, let's just say there's 85 businesses, but none of them are in essentials of life. Let's say, you know, I'm using a pool contractor, right? Let's say I'm a pool contractor in Summit County where it's unusual where you need a pool up here. But nonetheless, there's 82 businesses. They're all pool contractors. Well, that really wouldn't be very liberating for the people. Sure, if they all have lots of money, they could use mountain hours and they could buy a pool. The problem is that we need necessities. Necessities of life are essential in the first level. So, you know, just for conversation's sake, you have the embryonic stage and, you know, just in raw numbers of the businesses that you have, it's not necessarily helping you to become entirely independent. But what if you have another level where it's based upon just a checklist of the things that are necessities of life? You have a grocery store. Well, now you have food. You have a convenience store that you can purchase fuel. You have a variety of landlords, which will allow you to pay your rent. You have cell phone providers, which you can pay your cell phone utility or your gas or propane. So once you're able to acquire these things that are necessities of life, now you really, really got something. Even if you only had 10. You know, even if you had 10 of those businesses, you know, but we're not looking just to have that we would just say that's survivalism. You know what I mean? We're not looking to survive. We're looking to thrive. So, but in order to thrive, you have to survive first. You have to have your base core necessities of life covered. So obviously we want as many businesses as possible to use the local currency. But we can have these kind of valuations as we move forward as to, are we achieving independence? And this is how we measure it. And certainly we can have activists that are very effective in recruiting new businesses specifically within the realms of essentials of life. Eventually, we wish to bore down into each of those essentials. So let's say, for instance, you have a convenience store and they just take, they're only able to take, you know, let's say 30% of their transaction in the form of the local currency. The reason being is they Here up in Summit County, there's obviously no gas or oil or that sort of thing. We're at, 9,000 feet. Much of that stuff comes from the Front Range down in Denver. So let's say we bore into that particular industry, and now we're able to use mountain hours, that business owner is, and that business owner who owns a convenience store, he's able to purchase gasoline from a supplier that comes from the Front Range. So now we've built a more stable system, and let's say they've got they're willing to take 20%, and so now that local vendor is able to take 50% of his transaction because he can pay with mountain hours into the Mile High hours system. So now we've penetrated down into that supply line. So now even deeper into that, that's the distributor. What if we penetrate even more deeply? That distributor is able to go to a local, a driller, somebody that drills for oil. Actually, I guess the next stage of production would be a refiner, to be fair. So now we're able to purchase from the refiner in Mile High hours. And then the refiner is able to purchase from the drilling rig operator. And there's actually some of these drilling rigs that you can see right along I-25 in Denver. It might be north of Denver, but nonetheless, that could all work out. I'm pretty sure there's a refinery in Denver. So this is a pretty powerful thing. Once we really focus, and bore into specific industries, particularly into industries which are necessary to sustain life. Food, water, shelter, transportation, communications. So once we have that core of businesses, then those are things that are central to us all. Because your abundance is different than mine. My abundance is be able to do this show and being able to do this, and it's I'm able to work within the vocation of my passion. I would not feel alive if I were not doing this. So because I can take care of my necessities in life, and that's pretty profound. Like once you're at that level, then you're able to focus on things that nurture your passion and really allow you to really do what you love. This loses money right now. Eventually this will work into something that I can make a living from. But for now, it does not, but it doesn't really matter a whole lot to me. Now, what if more and more and more people are able to do that? Because we have abundance. We don't have a scarce monetary system as we do right now. That's engineered scarcity of natural resources, particularly petroleum. They engineer it on purpose. Well, what happens if, for instance, we, through electrolysis, are able to create our own hydrogen, which can be done really simply, technologically. It's extremely simple to create hydrogen from electrolysis. It's entirely self-sustaining. It's simple, and it could be done almost anywhere. It's organic. Anywhere where there's sunlight, you can generate photons in order to get a circuit, direct circuit going, and basically with water break the bond and create hydrogen and oxygen. So there's no dirty byproduct or anything like that. Now you have flammable hydrogen that can be compressed into a liquid form, can be put in a vehicle, and with an internal combustion engine, it could be used to fuel a car. And the only byproduct there would be water vapor. So this is fairly simple technologically. Time to start taking action and creating solutions. We'll be right back.
I'm the man. If there's a God up there, something above. God, shine your light down here. Shine on the love, love of the loveless.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Indeed, not to live in pain and fear. It's to develop new systems which serve humanity instead of enslaving it. The Federal Reserve System is a system based upon 2 fatal flaws. The first fatal flaw is that it is a tool of force. We are forced to pay income and property taxes and a variety of other things in the form of Federal Reserve notes, and that creates a demand upon the use of IOUs, which have been stolen from the people. The people produce the value. Why is it that a group of private bankers spend our IOUs? They have hijacked our monetary system. We provide the value to the paper, not the Federal Reserve. We give the value, the Federal Reserve does not. So force is the fraud. Secondly, interest is the second fatal flaw. So let's say, for instance, there was no government and therefore no force. If we had no other means by which to create money, basically what would happen is, let's just use the Mises example. We have a complete free market for currencies. As the dominant belief is that we would use gold and silver, the institutions who control all of the media, education, and news, et cetera, their monetary system would be dominant, even in the absence of government, because who would control all of our information? The same people who control the money. Well, what kind of money do they like? They like the kind of money that they control, that's scarce, and they have a corner over. So we would borrow from them, since the people don't have gold and silver or copper or platinum or nickel or whatever other commodities that they intend to loan us with interest. Well, as soon as we're taking that money as a debt with interest, we are then participating in a fraud, because we will be offered the principal, but have to be paying back the principal and interest. And since they only recirculate, they do not recirculate the money. We only spend the currency one time. We can't spend it more than once. It makes it impossible for us to pay both the principal and the interest. So an honest monetary system is free of force and fraud, free of the fraud of usury. So that's why it's so essential that we really deeply understand monetary policies. We want to be free of both force of the government and the fraud of the private usurers' noxious contracts. So, that brings us to barter script. Barter script is free of both of those, whereas, you know, Lincoln greenbacks would not be free of the force. You're still being forced to use their money. Now we're saying, okay, we've got our local currency thing. You know, we've been used to using a national centralized monetary system. How are we going to prove to the people that our system works, that the tool that we're offering, the solution? We have a solution. We say this local organic currency thing's going to work. Not only does it work locally, we can transfer it between our system here in Summit County. We can have reciprocal agreements with Denver and Tampa and Tennessee and New York. We can trade between all of these systems. Well, why do we want to trade between the systems? Well, we've got to make sure that we can create abundance locally. So we need to develop a series of metrics where we can measure that these local currencies are performing in the realm of the necessities of life, performing in the realm of non-essentials as well, that you can get all kinds of stuff with it, all kinds of stuff. And in Ithaca, New York, we were interviewing Paul Glover late last week, and basically he's saying there's nothing in Ithaca, New York that could not be purchased without that you couldn't use without Ithaca hours. You can purchase, I had a series of double negatives in there, so I'm going to want to reframe it. You could purchase anything you needed just about with Ithaca hours. And that's what our intention is as well, is to focus on essentials. And then as we're focusing on essentials, everything will just kind of fan out from there. Once we're no longer focused on essentials and just surviving, that's when our own unique human artistry kicks in. That's the way that we really get to see how awesome this is. So on one hand, we want to focus on essentials, but we also want to focus on abundance so that we can really see that that's where artistry occurs, is once you're no longer locked into surviving with essentials. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, one, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without Federal Reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012, via Mountain Hours.
Indigenous wisdom, yeah, reflections in the light. And I'm glad to be a part of your tribe and see the brilliance of your heart and your mind.
Word up.
You know what I'm saying? It's like nothing left to do but come correct. You know what I mean? It's like you can only go crooked for so long before eventually you're gonna come full circle back. Yeah, so we getting our warriors, our love soldiers, and whoever really damn. It's a revolutionary stand when we get the people to chant. We get your people to chant.
Revolution,
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 revolution.
Love, peace, and revolution. It's on. The revolution is on. It's happening. It started July the 4th in Breckenridge, Colorado, where we launched Mountain Hours to the people of Summit County, where they were introduced to this entirely independent system which provides self-sufficiency for the people. They can have a local independent system based upon barter. They can be self-sustaining and independent with barter, and they don't need private banks, governments, gold, silver, permission, interest, debt, usury, force. None of that is necessary in order to have a monetary system. So what is necessary to have an honest monetary system is just the people's productive energy. That's all that's necessary, is the people. And in this monetary system, we must make sure that there's no force or fraud, no force or fraud in the form of usury. So that's what barter script does. It's unique in that it does that. We literally just give it away because the people are the value. We just give away pieces of paper. Once those local businesses sign the pieces of paper, then the pieces of paper become money. Then, just like a gift certificate, just like an IOU, it's a private contract. Then the paper has value. The local business owner, by signing it, puts their commercial energy into the paper. We, the people, provide the value. Not private banks, not governments. The people do. So, we've got the correct monetary solution, and, you know, there's always going to be skeptical people, as there always should. We're introducing an idea which is entirely revolutionary. So people are going to have honest critique, honest criticism, skeptics. So we have to take it upon ourselves that we intend to show that this solution will provide more abundance than anything imaginable. It'll provide peace of mind in the face of fear and scarcity. It'll provide abundance. So, you know, I was just giving a couple of the ideas that we could use for measuring our productive output. We want to be able to sustain life, because as quick as possible, we want to be able to sustain life and hire the de jure sheriff, so that the de jure sheriff protects us from these private usurers who have hijacked our society, who have stolen our monetary power from us in the form of Federal Reserve notes. There's no reason that a private company called the Federal Reserve should be using our name, our energy, without our permission. I never gave them permission to use my productive energy to create money and then require that I use it, or they'll come steal my private property. It's all based on force and fraud. Fraud of interest. It's impossible for us to pay their debts. As soon as you have dollar or Federal Reserve note number one, they give you one and you owe back one plus interest. Well, how do you pay back one plus interest when they only have the one? And as soon as you give them the one to pay the one payment, you're out of money. And by the way, that works with silver too. So if Rothschild gives me a double eagle of gold, so now I've got a double eagle, and he wants back the double eagle plus interest, well, here's the double eagle back. I'm still in debt. He still can foreclose and take my collateral. We must eliminate force and fraud. So these means by which that we would measure our local currency systems are based upon, you know, how many businesses do we sign up? How broadly are we able to fulfill the necessities of life? And we can just sort of have a checklist. You got a grocery store in your system. How many restaurants do you have in your system? That would kind of take care of the food side. The water side. Is there any place where you can buy water filters? Can you buy water itself that is fluoride free? Can you get Kangen water in your system? Kangen water is high alkaline water, which there's many people who basically say that cancer cannot grow in a high alkaline environment, and therefore it's a great means by which to protect oneself against cancer. So that's water. So food, water. Let's just make up a checklist. let's check these things off. Can we buy these things with local currency? And then even more so, what percentage of local currency can we use with those transactions? The goal is to have 100%. That's the goal. Some things that's not practical because it might, ultimately it's just problems. You know, there's any challenge can be overcome with focus and good intentions. We can really focus, and whatever particular thing there is, we just got to bore down into that problem. And, just like as a, for instance, let's say the filters for water are made in New York City. And then the distributor for the filters is in Denver. Well, let's say here in Summit County with Mountain Hours, we can go to a local vendor and buy a filter. That local vendor buys his filter from the distributor with Mountain Hours in Mile High Hour system. That distributor then buys the filter with Island Hours from New York using his Mile High Hours. That's why it's so important that we can interchange these things and that we build honest systems. We got to make sure that each of these systems is has high integrity, has open books, that we really go out of our way to do the opposite of what the Federal Reserve does, where it's very secretive and it refuses to have an audit. Ours is going to be audited and out in the open so that people can check it out. You know, do realize that right now we've got around $25,000 in circulation in Summit County. And by the way, there's no debt or interest. No debt, no interest. We created this currency. There's no debt. There's no interest. That has never happened with Federal Reserve notes, and it has never happened prior to the Federal Reserve notes with gold and silver. Gold and silver was always loaned by the elite to the people, starting all the way back with the Constitution. The United States was in debt. Any nation in debt is not sovereign. That's why we are not in debt. It keeps us sovereign. So this is an important issue. So we're having three measurable ideas. One is the number of businesses that take the local currency. One. Number two is how deep is your checklist of businesses that are in the realm of necessities of life that take it? Do you have a gasoline vendor that takes local currency, for instance? Can you buy something to heat your house with the local currency? So if you heat your house with a wood stove, that is easier to do than, say, getting the local AmeriGas propane dealer, because that's like a big mega company. You know what I mean? They're a big company. But it's not impossible. We're going to get them all, and if they choose not to participate, we're going to create our own. We'll get our own propane vendors. We'll make our own business up. We're the people. We can achieve any outcome that we wish. We demand it. We are not asking. That's the thing, is once you have the correct solution, it's just, we just take action. We just put ourselves into groups and say, hey, we need to be able to sustain life using our local currency. So the people that are willingly engaged in this, we love you, you're part of the tribe, awesome. But if there's those industries that are refusing, then we're just going to develop our own industry. We're going to work around. We are going to adapt. We're going to improvise, and we are all going to overcome. Not maybe. We will. Game over. Victory is a decision. period. How's that? So we're measuring these three productive outcomes. It's the number of businesses. It's the number of businesses in the necessities checklist that we're able to sign up. And then what percentage of those businesses will accept the local currency? The goal is 100% that you can pay. Like just as a for instance, we are getting it worked out right now that we can pay a full cell phone bill with local currency. 100% of your cell phone bill paid with the local currency. How's that? 100% of the bill paid with the local currency. There's no reason that we can't get every industry. It's just a matter of time. And we want as high a percentage as possible. And that's why it's important to have other networks that we could trade out with. Specifically, you know, Mountain Hours, it will definitely be doing lots of work with Mile High Hours so that we're able to get as many things as possible that are provided on the Front Range in Denver that we don't have here up in the High Rockies. So this is how we do it. Those are the three methodologies of measuring the effectiveness of your local currency. I'm sure there's more that we could add on. I like to bring up, for instance, health insurance. We can create our own organic health system for our members. That's free. Free? How can you do that? Well, just for starters, right now we have two dispensaries that supply medical marijuana. We've already used Mountain Hours to purchase Simpson oil, which is check out the documentary called Run from the Cure. Simpson oil. So we have a physical therapist, a massage therapist, a physical trainer. We have a chiropractor. We have an acupuncturist. So among all of those businesses, we can do a whole, we're working on a midwife, so you can actually have somebody deliver a natural birth. So it's just a matter of us pushing in these industries. Paul Glover has been very successful with the Patch Adams Initiative in Philadelphia, where they do community health outreach. So you get the right-minded people, this gets very easy to do. And rather than having insurance, these insurance companies don't face losses. They just invent new money in order to pay for the losses. It's all a big scam. So they invent their money and create it as a debt with interest. The insurance industry is just a branch of the banking industry. So we can do the same thing. We can bear new currency into existence in the form of ours for any outcome at all that we value. They're just bartering. We obviously want health. We want healthy individuals in our barter network. So, problem solved. So, we're taking on all the big problems that the private users choose not to fix because they keep us in perpetual servitude. We are going to have abundance. And these are the ways that we quantify whether we are achieving our goal. We will have free health care without the force of government. No taxes, no IRS coming to audit your books. None of that garbage is necessary. None of it. It's all a big Hegelian debate. We can have everything. Tea Party and Occupy can both get what they want. all of these things will come to fruition. We have the intention of completely changing the world. And again, this is not a talk show. This is a do show. We actually signed up a business yesterday, and we got another two calls today for two more businesses in Mountain Hours that want to sign up. There's people gearing up down in Denver and in Boulder that are looking to sign up for Mile High Hours. Come on out to the show tonight at the Shine Theater. That's in Boulder, Colorado, at the Shine Theater. The Wandering Monks and Freedom Movement will be playing there tonight. Come check it out. Come check it out. We'll be right back.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Support righteous men. Why did the people invite this man to make newer policies? Somebody help me, please understand.
Somebody help me, please, to understand. I'm actually posting on Facebook right now, and I want to give a shout out to Gigi Bowman and Ken Bowman and Tracy Diaz, who are all stepping forward to help organize Island Hours in Long Island, New York. And, you know, one of the just ridiculous things that I was just coming to learn is just for, you know, regular houses in Long Island, which have, you know, 2-bedroom, 1-bath, 3-bedroom, 1-bath, just regular, you know, middle class neighborhood kind of houses, they pay between $10,000 and $15,000 a year in property tax. $10,000 or $15,000 per year in income tax. Sorry, property tax. Which, by the way, that property tax, but man, that is a lot. A lot of money. A lot. So we have a better way. Hours credits can replace all force and taxes. Hours credits. There's no reason why we have to basically, you know, live in scarcity the way we do. We have a pie which is shrinking, and we're just in this austerity paradigm where everything is scarce. It's either less benefits or greater taxes. It doesn't have to be that way. We can create a growing pie. People are underrepresented in their capacity to produce right now because there's so many people who are being underutilized. They are unemployed. There's many things to do. There's many people that want to work. It's just engineered scarcity on so many different levels. It's hard to even conceive of all the different ways that things are just being engineered to be operating at our detriment, so that we are in a perpetual state where we are brother pitted against brother, sister against sister, in a shrinking paradigm. We have to get out of that paradigm. We have to step outside that box and look back in and say, why are we paying a fee for our own money? Why do we pay a fee when we can do it for free? There's no reason for us to be paying income tax at all. There's no reason for us to be paying interest on a mortgage. 20 years of a 30-year mortgage is interest. That's 20 years of your life back when you reform that lending system. We work, you know, a quarter or a third of the year in order to pay our income taxes. Not to mention all of the time and administrative cost and expense that go into paying for, you know, a CPA and having our books checked. So we'll be right back. Which is the evolution of the mind.